Okay. What's the first print I'm going to print? 10. Anyone think you'll print something other than 10? Nope, we like 10. Okay. Second println, what will it print? Okay, I heard multiple numbers, so let me see some hands. Anyone? Yes. 7. Anybody think something other than 7? All right, we're unified on 7. Why? Someone? Yes. 3. Anyone suggest a different number than 3? Okay. Z. Yes. 0. Anybody want to suggest a number other than 0? All right. And we're right. Hooray. Okay. So these variables, they don't escape. They stay in their method. You have the same variable name multiple places. It can mean different things. I will get exactly the same results if I were to swap y and x. Okay? There doesn't need to be any correlation between variable names in one method and another at all, ever. They're completely independent. Yes?
So we're writing our end. At some point, do you recommend having these with the same names, or is this something that...
So how should you name your variables? How should you name variables in general? You should name your variables so it is clear what they mean. Okay? So, any method like add, x and y are probably okay, but z is probably not a good, right? I should probably name this something that tells me what it means. Like, oh, how about sum? That has meaning. It describes the value. Okay? Or I can name it answer or result, something that's meaningful. Okay? In general, I want these things to mean something. So if 7 actually means something like, oh, I don't know, how about donuts I ate this morning. Okay, that's a much better name for it if that's what it means. Okay, so you want your variables to communicate to you. It makes it easier to read your code, easier to change it, easier to see if it's doing the right thing. Yes? How did I change them multiple times at once? If you select a variable and hit Shift-Alt-R, that enters the rename function. Other questions? Okay. So we can make methods do anything we want to have them do. Right? Anything we can do in a method. So I can make a method that redoes any arbitrary thing that I find myself doing a lot. What must be true, though, is because all the method can communicate back to me is one value, sort of the cutoff of where I can make a method, it has to be something that results in just one value. If I want to result in multiple values, I might be able to return an array or an array list or something like that. But for the most part, a method takes an arbitrary amount of information in, produces one thing back out. Okay? So I could, for example, make a method that takes, let's say, an array of ints, which I will call the list, and I will call this, how about sum? And it will return the sum of the values in the list. Okay? So I can make a method that adds up everything in the list, and I do this the same way I operate on any list, right? I make a for loop. So I would loop over all of the available indices, and then I want to do some sort of increasing the answer by the current value, which means I better start off the answer at 0, and then I could return the answer. Okay? So any little piece of code I find myself writing multiple times, it can make sense to put it in a method. Once it's in a method, I can just use it anywhere I want to find the sum of a list. Poof, I've got the method out there. It's ready for me to go anytime I want it. And there's no real constraints on what we can pass in. There's no real constraints on what we can pass back out, except it can only be one thing. So we can have it do pretty much anything we want it to do. Okay? We can also have multiple methods with the same name as long as They have different argument types, different parameters. Okay? So there's nothing wrong with having two methods called sum, as long as they take different types of things in their parentheses. Must be different. The names aren't enough to change. I can't just name one of them list and name one of them something else. It has to be different types. Because Java will use the types of the arguments to figure out which method I meant. So I can't have two sums that sum an interarray, but I can have a sum that sums an interarray and a sum that sums a double array, if I so desire. So you're free, for the most part, you're free to pick whatever name is the right name for whatever you're doing. Java tries to let you reuse names if it's the right thing to do and not get in your way. But you also don't want to name all of your functions ever F or X, because this just gets confusing. You want to give them names that mean something to you when you write them. Questions about this? Okay. So let's just glance briefly at how we would use this. I can make a double array. I will call it list, because that's a reasonable name. I'll put some numbers in it. And then I can also say double total equals. And then I want my methods example, because that's the class I am in. The sum, the list. And let's print out the sum. Okay? So I can write methods and I can use methods. A definition up there, an invocation down at the bottom, distinct ideas. I can invoke the same method many times if I want. Okay? And away we go. This is pretty much what there is to know about methods. Okay? Conceptually, they're not complicated things. They're named operations. You pass values in, you get values back out. And that's pretty much all there is to them, and yet, experience has shown many of you will be confused by them for weeks to come. So, what should you do about that? I would strongly encourage you to play with methods. And the best way I know to do that is to go to CodingBat. So if you look for CodingBat, okay? EncodingBat is a website that lets you practice writing methods. If you get bored over the break, as I know you all will, you can go to the Java problems in CodingBat, and you can say, ooh, I want to write, how about I will write some array questions, okay? And what will happen for each of these is it will give you a description of what your program should do. Return true if the array contains somewhere 3 or 23, 24, 25. Okay? And then you get to write a method. It does not highlight it for you. It's more like writing on paper. You get to write the method, and when you're done, you can see how right you are. So I'm just writing a very simple method here. I'm going to write return false. And I click go, and I zoom out a bit so we can see the answers. And it will tell me lots of inputs and whether I got it right or not. Okay? What I'm supposed to get, what I actually got, whether it's the right answer. And so you can play, you can practice writing methods and reinforce some of these concepts. I would strongly encourage you to take a look at CodingBat. I should have added a link to the lecture notes. I will after class. Okay? But it's an opportunity to try out these methods, to see how they work. It will write the initial header of the method for you, and it won't have the word static because of how it's working under the hood. But it gives you a chance to play with them. We will use methods for everything for the rest of the semester. So once the homework that's due today is done, you'll be writing methods all the time, trying to reinforce these ideas. All right, Friday. On Friday, I will be out of town. Some TAs will be here to talk to you some more about methods. If you have questions, please come and bring them. Because the material presented there will talk a little bit more about how return works, how scope works, and how methods end early. I hope you all have yourselves a beautiful 2 days. I'll see you after the break.